Hello, this is Carl Sabatino. We are back, Smith Sabatino, on the Envision Radio Network. Our guest in this segment is Alexander Benesty, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of GlobalX USA here in the United States and, I might add, around the world. The topic today and the product of this corporation, we've had Mr. Benesty on before, is CLO2. Chlorine dioxide. And Roland, do you want to take the first question?
Well, I do. Alexander, first of all, thank you for joining us again on Smith Sabatino. It's nice to always talk with you.
Great. Thank you for having me again, Roland and Carl. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Now tell me, Alexander, where does the chlorine dioxide product stand at this moment? When you talked to us 4 months ago, you were still in experimental and in even product demonstration stages. Has it moved out a little bit from there?
Yes, we definitely moved forward and further. We today are waiting now for the registrations from EPA and FDA. And I wanted to touch a word on this one, FDA, because recently, I'm sure you've heard that hospitals in California had problem with endoscopies. People died. They blamed the endoscopes not being washed properly or not being sterilized properly. And our CLO2, the chlorine dioxide we carry, is definitely a solution to this very important problem. So we went on to work with FDA. We're preparing our final papers with them, and hopefully we will be certified FDA in order to get into this endoscopy problem and fix it.
Alexander, I probably should have asked you this question to begin with. For those who are not familiar with chlorine dioxide, what is it, what does it do for the layman to understand?
Well, okay, that's a great question, Roland. Chlorine dioxide has been invented about 150 years ago. It was in a form that was not stable, could not be used properly in different areas, but since the last 9 years, we have reformulated everything, and we have a very stable formula of gas. That gas is used as disinfectant and also for sterilization. So you can use it in different applications like for agriculture, for decontamination of ground, decontamination of the air, and also to bring drinking water, potable water to the people who need it the most. And that's what we want to do at GlobalX USA.
Mr. Benesty, one of the things that I find very interesting with reference to this product. In a world that has 70% water on it, in the next 5 to 10 years, and not much longer than that, 29% of the people on this planet will have difficulty with drinking water. Simply drinking water, ground well water, where most of it comes from, particularly in the developing nations. Would you like to talk a little bit about that in regards to your company?
Yes. I mean, GlobalX USA is in a position today to respond to that type of problems. Like you say, the water problem is becoming bigger and bigger everywhere in the world, especially Africa and some other places in this place of the world. Because of the easiness of the product we have, we are basically sending tablets of 1 gram or 20 grams. Basically, a 20-gram tablet is 2 effervescents on top of each other that you put in a well. And it's going to clean up a well from bacteria, pathogens, viruses, algae, and fungus. So the people that are in remote places in Africa or any other places where they have very little water or their water is contaminated or could be contaminated, it's going to be now potable and drinkable. And that's what we do at GlobalX USA. So the Pope recently in Roma just went to talk about water and to the need to conserve water. And he's right, because if we do not conserve water at this point and if we don't pay attention to the water supplies we have, well, then over 30% of the world is doomed. And even though we have a great formula and a great solution, we still need to have the water available, contaminated or not, in order to fix it and give water to the people.
Alexander, in all of your research that you have been doing to promote this particular product, which sounds to me like a mana in some ways that could be so beneficial to many cultures where contaminated water is a big problem for them. But are there any downsides that your scientists have come up with so far that might be any kind of risk to human beings?
No, there is. A decontaminant is a decontaminant. There is always a risk to human beings if you don't know how to use it, if you don't use it properly. But in our situation, the product is safe. We are NSF certified, ANSI 60 certified, meaning that we are certified to produce drinkable water for human beings. And I'm going to give you an example. If you use chlorine, everybody knows chlorine, okay? Chlorine, you can use it up to 3 ppm, 3 parts per million. If you go over 3 parts per million for a human being, you're going to have some accidents. You're going to have some real problems, either smelling it, breathing it, or drinking it. Anything over 3 ppm is going to be bad. With our product, we can go up to 33 ppm certified by NSF, which is a private entity that tests most of the products in the U.S. So we don't see, I mean, the only downside we see so far is that we cannot, at this point, take care of cyanide, which is very dangerous. We cannot take care of mercury. For example, ground field or ground remediation. These are the downsides we have so far, but anything else, we can actually find a great solution for the people, because this gas is done in a way that it goes everywhere. We create 2 micron bubbles. To give you an idea, 2 micron is the size of bacteria. So 2 micron bubbles goes everywhere and stays wherever you put it. If you put it in the water, it's going to stay up to 6 days under the sun in the water. If you put it in the water during nighttime or in a place that's very dark, it's going to stay there for at least 15 days, resident. And the breakthrough of the formula we have is that we are resident either in the air, on the ground, or in the water, compared to the old chlorine dioxide that was used by other people before us. And this is a breakthrough of Global X USA product.
So this is an
The residency. Yes.
So this is an ongoing process. In other words, once you put it in, you've got about 15 days of non-contamination or clarity, to put it a different way. And then you must add it again. Is that correct? If in fact the source is contaminated, is that
correct? Yes.
Okay, I see.
That's correct. You can say that. Basically, after 15 days, if that product stays, I'm going to give you a typical example for the U.S. market. Especially in Florida, you have people with AC units. The AC units, you put, for example, a glass, 8 ounce glass, 8 ounces glass of water with a tablet in it, a 1 gram tablet. You put it under the air intake of the AC unit, and because it's in the dark and not under the sun, this product, this gas, is going to stay active for at least 15 days. And it's going to clean the room and the air of the apartment or the particular home you want to treat. We can do the same thing with hospitals. As soon as we have FDA registration, we will be able to go to hospitals and remediate the problem of viruses or whatever contamination in hospitals. A lot of people complain, they go to an hospital for a procedure, and they get something else. They get a cold, a flu, a virus, whatever it is. Well, with what we have, we will be able to actually they contaminate the air of an hospital, the AC system of an hospital, and this way people will be safer, and which is a great advantage.
Yes, Mr.
Beside the sterilization.
And Alexander, I would like you to stay with us for another segment. And
sure.
In the next segment, I'd like to talk to you about two things. One, have you taken your proposals to the United Nations? And two, would it treat something like Legionnaire's disease? So just hold your answers on that. When we come back, we'll talk about that.
This is fascinating. And he is going to stay with us. And I'm delighted we have more questions. Carl Sabatino, this is Roland Smith. This is Smith Sabatino on America Weekend, the Envision Radio Networks. Please stay with us. We're back with our guest.
Think Green. Harrison with you. The actual sounds planets make as charged electromagnetic particles from solar winds bounce back to Earth, affecting our weather and communications from 2.8 million miles away. We've relied on the Mars Climate Orbiter to give our scientists a greater understanding of how natural forces work on our own planet. The Romans named Mars for their god of war, and human sacrifice was thought the only way to make Mars happy. Now we think Mars was once pummeled by floods and living water, but now we're sure life did exist as we look to rescue Earth through understanding its neighbors.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
A two-time All-Star who played for 8 teams in 14 Major League seasons, this outfielder was known for breaking up Dave Steeb's perfect game in 1989 with 2 outs in the 9th inning.
And Roberto Kelly has broken up the Dave Steeb perfect game bid.
So where is Roberto Kelly now? Roberto managed in the minors for a few seasons after his retirement. In 2007, he became San Francisco's first base coach, where he did something he never did as a player, win a World Series. But Roberto had a scary moment during the 2012 postseason.
Roberto Kelly was hit by a ball earlier today during BP and was escorted off the field.
Nice to see that Roberto Kelly is doing just fine. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call 888-759-MYTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.